A guy who wants to start a business to be successful, guess what? He puts a triple mortgage on his house, sells everything. The guys who want to build businesses, the guys who are willing to sacrifice and give things up that they love. Put the golf clubs away. Sell the golf clubs. Why? Because you can buy any golf clubs you want when you're five star. You don't have to do that, but don't lie to yourself about what level of commitment you really have. Don't lie to yourself. I made sacrifices, I sold stuff, Blaine did, Chris did, we all did. All those guys in the slides that I showed you last night, they slept in their car when they went to meetings. They couldn't afford a Motel 6 in the beginning when they were building their business. They had one suit, one pair of shoes. They didn't buy new shoes, they resold them, they didn't have any money. I remember Lee Storms was telling me in his house, he had a card table with four card table chairs as his dining room for 3 years. And he says, every time we had dinner, we used that card table as motivation to build the business. Because we made a decision, we weren't going to buy a dining room table until we hit a certain pin level in that business. That was the decision we made. And we as a family had to eat in that card table for 3 years. And it was motivational for us. It got us doing what we needed to do. And when we bought the table, we didn't buy the one that we thought we wanted. We bought a $30,000 gorgeous, magnificent dining room table. But it was worth being on that card table for so long. You gotta make some sacrifices, but only do what you feel good about. I'm just trying to expand your mind to what really the situation is. So this is the suggested list of things you need, front and back. Now you know what you need. The next sheet of paper in there says gin total audio times. These are the basic audios that over the next year or so you want to listen to. These are the audios that, when we say audios, these are the ones that you want to be listening to. You'll notice at the bottom it says, if you listen 4 hours a day to audios, 365 days a year, that will equal 1,460 hours of total listening time. That means you can actually listen to all of the above five times each. Now guess what? 4 hours of audios a day is not what Blaine and I used to do. It's not what Don Storms did. It wasn't any of these guys. Guess how many hours of audios we listened to? 7 or 8, 9, 10. Every time we were in the car, we had audios. When we woke up in the morning, we would listen to audios while we were shaving. We listened to audios all the time. We ate them. Back then, they were cassette tapes. And we used to call them tapes, not audios. And back then, we would ask people, how far a drive is it to such and such? And the answer was not hours or miles. The answer was in the number of tapes it took to go there. So how far a drive is it? Oh, that's a 2.5 tape drive. Because we were all listening to tapes nonstop. So here are the audios that you need to listen to. Now, the next two sheets in there, one of them says, how to create a perpetual money-making machine daily questionnaire. This is a questionnaire broken up in two sections. One is thinking section, and the second part is the action section. They both have the same number of points, 120 points. Each section has the same number of points. This takes approximately 8 minutes to fill out, by the way. And every day, you can fill this out, and you know exactly what you did and what you didn't do, and you know by point score, are you spending more time on thinking or action, and what you're doing and what you're not doing, and this tells you what you should be doing every day. And by doing this every single day, it's going to make you think about what you should be doing. You can review this, and you chart your progress. I'll show you how in a minute. The next questionnaire is a little thicker. This takes around 15 minutes to fill out.